Welcome to Daybreak Devotionals. This is Pam Kempe, energy for your day. Let me ask you, are you foolish or wise? Our story for today, found in Matthew 25, introduces us to 10 virgins, 5 who are wise and 5 who are foolish. The foolish women took their lamps, but no extra oil. Why the wise women? They took their oil and their lamps. The bridegroom was delayed, so they all fell asleep. And around midnight, a cry was heard, which said, "The bridegroom is coming! The bridegroom is coming! Go out to meet him!" The women arose, and even the foolish women said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." And the wise women answered, No, we don't have enough for ourselves. If we give you some, you'll have to go buy some of your very own." While the foolish women were gone, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. The foolish women came back. They were crying, "Lord, Lord, open up!" But he answered, "Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." This parable of the 10 virgins reveals there are 2 different groups of women, the wise and the foolish. It makes me take notice, wondering, would I have been prepared, or would I have left without extra oil too? The wise virgins attending the bridal party are ready for the night, making deliberate preparation by taking more oil with them. I've read that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, so 5 of the women were literally dressed in the oil of gladness, ready to meet the bridegroom, unlike our foolish women. When the middle of the night comes, everything changes as the bridegroom comes, and only 5 women light their lamps and are ready to leave. Can't you see the flickering light of those 5 lamps? Wouldn't you want to be one of those women who was prepared? Can you imagine the worry, the panic, and the other women who had no oil, who were about to be left behind? So, the wise women, they step out into the darkness. Their lamps are burning brightly while the other 5 women are on a search for oil in the dark. God's Spirit brings life to my heart. He can light my way, and without Him, I could remain in darkness. But I want to have oil for my lamp, to be ready spiritually, to have a reserve so I can go out into a dark world and shine brightly for the Lord. When I face a world filled with pain and death and turmoil, it often seems pretty black. But that's when I need access to the light, which is Jesus. He gives us a way to life. I am formed in God's image, and my spirit has a destiny to live forever, and I want it to be in fellowship with Him. I don't want to ever burn out. The scriptures remind me that, yes, all 10 virgins had lamps, but not all 10 virgins had extra oil. I believe as Christians, we all have access to Christ. Yes, we all have access to Jesus. I need to be ready for His return, or I might find myself out shopping for oil when He comes back, which would be too late. The delay of the bridegroom is critical in this parable, because if he had not been delayed, all 10 of the virgins would still have had enough oil. But they were not all living in anticipation. We should live in anticipation for Christ's return and live with expectation, ready to make it through the day or the darkness of a night. The stakes are too high not to be ready to meet Him. We don't want to find ourselves locked outside, barred from heaven. I don't want Him to ever say, "I do not know you." Jesus did say, "Many are called, but few are chosen." All 10 of the virgins were headed to the wedding. All were invited, but only 5 joined the bridegroom behind the door. My duty is to watch, to attend to the business of my own soul, to be awake and wakeful, because I do not know the hour nor the day. But Jesus is available. He longs for me to join Him, and He will fill the empty place inside of me, and He can prepare my heart for eternity. And if for some reason he is delayed, the key is simple: to be prepared to meet him any time, anywhere, and day or night. Thank you for joining me for Daybreak Devotionals. This is Pam Kempe.